Today on Deeply Shallow,
we're talking technology, the wins, the struggles, and the weird things we do with it.
What's going on?
I got a vent.
Ooh, start from the beginning. Tell me everything. What were you wearing? Welcome to your new obsession, Deeply Shallow.
In a world where 90% of social media is only 10% of actual life, we're here to chat about the real, relatable, and completely unpostworthy parts of it.
We are bringing out the fun and dysfunctional. We're talking family, relationships, and mental health with an irreverent spin and absolutely no judgment.
We're here with a blunt, sometimes harsh, and occasionally controversial edge that will leave you saying,
"Breach."
Yes.
It's Deeply Shallow, real and unapologetic.
We're all in this together.
Listener discretion advised. What's going on, Shallow Squad? Welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you are feeling deep or you are feeling shallow, you have come to the right place. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host. He's a little bit bougie and a little bit mentally unstable, Mr. Matt Hanley.
I actually think a lot of people appreciate the bouginess.
I appreciate it myself. I love it. I'm not such a fan of the mentally unstable part, but I mean, I'll take the good with the
bad. It's a package deal.
Let it not be said, I won't take the good with the bad.
It's a package deal. Tara, as always, we'd like to start the show with our mental health update for our Shallow Squad.
Yes.
Scoring 1 to 10. Tara, where are you today?
I'm super high today.
You seem really high. Like, you seem like we need to expand the chart kind of high.
I am so high because I have recently been given the best gift anyone's ever been
given.
I have
so
been
much.
Smiling ear to ear all day.
I hate you so much.
The
you
cover art for our siblings episode is a photograph of a family picture of Matt Hanley as a baby.
My innocent family has been drugged
through
the mud.
There is nothing innocent about that photograph.
Okay.
You guys, this is the background on my phone. I want a t-shirt made with this photo. Matt looks so jacked up in this picture.
Okay. Well, first, let's just talk about the difference. And this will be, you know, a great lead into the show. Let's talk about the difference in photography from 25 years ago. That will definitely fall.
25 years? That's what you're going to give yourself?
I'm sorry. 40. Yes, I was just a few weeks old in that. So let me amend that statement. But that will be, we can file that under the technology struggles as we get into the show, because
the fact that there wasn't a camera that would have been like, not taking that picture. Like, even the cameras now are smart enough to know.
Yeah.
Do not freeze that in time. But thank God that they weren't, because you guys, please go look back at that photograph. I'm going to post it every single day on social media until it gets the proper attention.
So with that said, what is your actual score? Did you give us a score?
I don't know if I did, but I'm at a 10 all day 10.
All day 10.
All day 10.
That's very strong.
I'm so happy.
Good.
Nothing can bring me down. How about you? How are you feeling?
I'm also hugely, is it manic? Is that when you're at the high point?
Yeah.
If y'all can't tell, we're in a manic state.
We are. Call the authorities or at least a guardian.
We're at the manic state. No, I'm also very high. I'm probably a 9.5. It's been a really good week and a really good day. So we just had our Christmas party for one of the organizations I'm involved in that was hugely successful. And so very excited about that.
We're feeling good.
We're feeling good. Okay, Tara. So today we are talking technology.
We are.
We are talking about the wins. We're talking about the struggles, and we're talking about the weird stuff you do with it.
And what inspired this was your recent dive into the world of being a permitted taxi cab driver in New York City, which if you don't know what we're talking about, hop back 2 episodes.
Yes.
We kind of talk about that in the introduction of that show.
Yes.
And so that was what we would say is a struggle.
Yes, that would classify it as a struggle. So anyway, so this kind of inspired a conversation about technology. You know, they have said that we've had more technological advances like in the last 20 years than we did like the previous 100 or something like that.
Yeah, no, for
sure. Like, it's just been so much. So,
So let's talk about some of our favorite things.
Okay.
Technology. Let's start with the wins.
Okay.
Hit me with something that you would consider a win in technology.
So my first win, I think, with technology is the ride sharing.
Sure. So the Ubers, groups, the
Uber,
Lyft.
That has like revolutionized my evenings.
Oh, for sure. The days of casual drinking and driving are behind us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even now in our smaller community, we're getting it. And so like it's, to me, it's huge. It's a total game changer because you don't have to worry about how you're going to get it home. You don't have to have a designated driver anymore.
Right.
Like everybody can enjoy themselves.
Which, it's just, on a quick side note, I just want to mention that when it comes to ordering an Uber or a car, I call them car service, and my husband gets like annoyed that I call it a car service.
But that's effective.
But it's a service that offers cars. So anyway, whenever I go out with Matt and Banana and Hubba, Matt doesn't let me order the Uber because he doesn't want to ride in like the basic Uber.
Okay.
He wants an Uber black car or something fancy. So I'm not allowed to order it.
Okay. That is not entirely correct. It is not that I want a fancy car. It is that I want a car large enough to fit four adults.
Okay. The regular Ubers have technically four seats.
Four seats. Yeah. But it's not like we're the four smallest people. And also, why does Hubba always sit in the front seat? He's the smallest person in the car.
If there is a friend to be made, he is going to find them.
But he always sits in the front.
He wants all the new friends. And he wants to chat up these Uber drivers. He is an Uber driver's worst nightmare.
So let me tell you about Ubers, and I think it's probably on Lyft too. One of their best improvements to their service is on, like, after you order it, it asks you, like, it gives you a preference screen. Have you seen this?
No, because I haven't ordered an Uber in forever.
So it gives you a preference screen. You tell them you want it cold, you want no conversation, what kind of music you want.
Okay.
Like, if you want conversation or no conversation, music.
I could give a shit about the conversation and the music as long as it's cold enough.
Yeah. Yeah, the cold is a big thing for me. I will tell you, it depends on how far the ride is for me and if I'm by myself. Like, if I'm by myself, I don't mind talking to somebody. But if it's the four of us, we're going to want to talk, or if you're in a group or whatever.
Sure, you're going to want to chat with your peeps.
Now, and you also recall from our very first episode when we piled like 16 people into two Ubers, like to get back to the hotel.
Yeah.
So we've also had some good Uber stories.
You know what else? Speaking of car service, I have a short story from when I was in college. I was a DD at one point. Just like one point, I mean like one night.
Yeah.
We were out. And I will never...
You took your turn.
Yeah, I took my turn.
Yeah.
I will never forget, I had a girlfriend who got... Like, we went to junior college in a super, super, super small town.
Right.
There was like three stoplights there. And I was driving and we were at a stoplight and my girlfriend was so drunk that she yelled, "Let's go streaking," and like hopped out of the car and like took her shirt off and like tried to take her pants off. But she was so drunk that she just dropped into her ankles and was like
waddling
down the street.
Like penguin walking down the street.
Yeah, she thought she was running, but her jeans were like keeping her legs from moving. She made it like 2 feet. And the fact that no one got a ticket
for like indecent exposure.
Yeah, is amazing.
Which also reminds me, there was another time that you were in a Uber that you called me at like 3 a.m. Do you remember this story?
No, I don't. So let's not tell it.
Yeah, there's plenty of Uber stories to go on, but we need to move on.
Yes, thank God.
Give me one of your wins for technology.
Okay, Apple Pay is a huge win for me. Because I cannot keep track of a debit card to save my life.
Yeah. And I don't...
Chase Bank is going to cut me off from ordering new cards. I can't keep up with them.
Yeah.
There's actually currently one in this like crack in my car. I know it's in there.
But you can't get it out.
But I can't get it out. And I'm like, well, one day I might be able to get it out. So I just haven't canceled it because I know it's in there.
You know where it is.
But I have to use my phone to like use this account. And so I can only go places that accept Apple Pay at this time.
Which, luckily for you, Starbucks is one that accepts Apple Pay and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, so my two food groups are covered.
So, and y'all have heard me tell this, you know, on other episodes, but 80% of the time I'm talking to Tara on the phone, she is going to go through a drive-thru. So it's so funny because like I try to like scream because I know she has to hand the phone to them at the airport.
And the worst.
And so I'm like screaming like, "Hey man, what's going on?"
Yeah. And he tries to get say, he's like, "How is your hemorrhoids doing?" Like he just does the most like uncomfortable, rude things. But like, I have no shame. I need that vanilla latte.
Yes.
I need it.
Yes.
All right. Hit me with another one. What's one of your other faves?
Okay. So this, and I think that there's a lot of people that are going to kind of, that are going to understand this. This is a win and a loss at the same time. Used to, you could not work late, like from home. But technology now is so good that like I can literally log in from my laptop to my work computer and continue to work.
Okay.
So like it's a huge win because then I don't have to be at the office until the wee hours of the morning. I can bring that home with me. But the negative is I have to bring it home with me.
Right.
But like to be able to do it on your couch, like work from your couch versus having to still be at your office.
Much nicer.
So the ability like to log into your work computer or work from a remote location, I think is unbelievably successful.
Oh, yeah. That's a win.
It's a huge time saver, especially like if I forget to do something. And I've already left the office. It's like 2 seconds, log in, send this email or send this whatever. And then I don't have to go back.
Absolutely.
So I think that is like a huge win. And I think for a lot of people, the ability now to work remotely.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people who don't even have to go into the office.
Right.
They work from home, work from the airport, like with all of the internet and that type of technology. I mean, I think that's made like huge strides for people.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right. Hit me with another one. What's one of your other faves?
So I think that the ability to keep track of people, being that
you're a stalker.
Okay, well, that's funny because I've actually never tracked anyone on the phone other than like my kids. So
a likely story.
Do you have any stalker stories?
I stalk the shit out of Hubba.
By what means do you do this? Is this on an app?
So we have like Find Your Friends on our phones. So I can see him. Like pretty much at all times. And to be perfectly honest, the only thing I really use it for is because he works really late.
Yeah.
I want to know when he's leaving the hospital. Only, you know, for his safety, obviously. Like, because when he was working at one of the hospitals in a neighboring town, it was a long drive. It was like an hour drive.
Right.
And it was usually late at night. And so I just wanted to kind of be aware when he was on his way home. But tracking people can go awry.
Yeah.
As I recently learned.
Yes. Yeah.
So Hubba is in the middle of this horrific process.
Okay. Well, first of all, the thing about technology, especially when it comes to phones, just as a preface to the story.
Right.
It only works, A, if the person has the phone on.
Right.
And B, if they have cell coverage.
Exactly.
So if any of that is sketchy, then then you're... So go ahead.
So the tracking can go can get a mess.
So just as a preface to the story.
So he is in the middle of this horrific... I don't even know what to call it.
I would call it... I mean, it's an interview process.
Yeah. So it's an interview process for residency.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly what it is.
So he was down at one in Louisiana.
Right.
And he told me the latest I'm going to be done with this interview is at 2 p.m. So I was like, okay, cool. So 2 p.m. rolls around, no answer.
Yeah.
3 p.m. rolls around, no answer. 4 p.m. rolls around, no answer. 5 p.m. rolls around, no answer. I keep checking his location and it's not showing up.
But when it doesn't show up, does it show up at his last location or
no,
it just says
it just
he
says
can't be
location
found?
Unavailable.
Okay.
Yeah. So finally at 5 o'clock, I'm starting to get concerned. Concerned to the point that I logged on to our life insurance account to make sure it was up to date. Like, that's how concerned
you are
I was.
So...
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, I'm just saying. So anyway, so 6 o'clock is getting close. And I tell Matt, if I do not hear from him by 6 o'clock, I am getting in the car and driving.
Yes, I've been enduring, just so everyone's aware, I've been enduring this process since
2:01.
2:01.
Yeah,
she's like rage texting.
What is he? Yeah. So, because at first I was mad he was going to be late.
Yes.
For something we were doing.
Well, because he was going to pick up B that night.
Yes. He was supposed to pick up B.
Yes.
And so now I'm realizing I'm going to have to go.
Right.
So.
Not that you mind that, but that was you had other things you were going to try to do during that time.
Right. Exactly. And then I start to get panicky.
Yeah.
So I tell Matt, I have not heard from him by 6 o'clock, I am loading me and B in this car and we are driving until we find him.
Yeah.
So I am loading up to go track this fool down. He calls, oh, hey, babe, like I just got done. I raged on him so hard.
Then
he was
up.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, and I just hung up the phone on him. So stalking does have its benefits, but it can also make you even crazier.
Even crazier.
You are.
Yes. Now, I do feel like we cannot fully blame the technology for that particular incident.
Yeah, I mean, the starting point is a little, it's a little sketchy, but anywho.
All right, so give me another one of your technology wins right now.
Okay, so I have been known to lock my keys in my car on occasion.
Not this car.
Not this current car, but back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably spent my fair share of allowance money on a locksmith.
Yes.
But my current car does not allow you to lock your keys in your car.
Allegedly.
Allegedly is correct. So it won't lock if your keys are in the car.
In the car.
Unless you have an extra set of
the
keys.
The other set of
the
keys.
The other set of keys. And then you lock the car with that, it will lock, which I learned the hard way.
Right.
And also had to pay to get my keys taken out of this supposedly like foolproof system.
And just also because Hubba's really going to take a black eye on this episode. He's the one that locked your keys in your car.
Yes. So he's the one that locked the keys in my
with the other set of keys.
Because each of us have the spare set of each other's
to the other's car, right?
On their keychains. So I had a bunch of stuff to carry in that day. So I asked him to come out to the car and meet me. He did. We went in. And when we were walking in, he locked the car. I didn't know where my keys were, but they're usually in my purse. And so he assumed they were. Well, yeah. The next morning, what also sucks is I live in Fort Knox of apartment buildings. You're not getting in that bitch
right.
without a yeah. code or a beeper.
Yes.
So once you walk into my garage, you cannot get back in my building.
Also, you have the worst cell phone coverage in your parking garage.
Yes. If someone is murdering you, don't call 911. Just accept your fate.
Right. Because in that parking garage, there is no... Yeah. Every time I'm talking to you, it...
Yeah. When I pull into my garage, whoever I'm talking to, I'm like, well, hey, I'm pulling in the garage, so bye.
But, if you even hear that, it's, I'm pulling into the...
Yeah. Casey just hangs up on me when I'm pulling in the garage. She's like, okay. Like, you know, she just knows the drill. Anyway, so I was stuck in the garage with no keys in my car and my baby. And yeah, so we had to pretty much wait for somebody to come let us back in the building so I could call for a locksmith. So yeah, but typically my car protects me.
What an absolute beating.
Yeah. But speaking of beatings, what are some of, you would say, the low points of technology?
Well, being that I am 40 years old, I feel like more of technology.
Not 25.
Not 25.
I just want to clarify that from earlier in the episode. Not 25.
Being 40, I feel like I have infinitely more struggles with technology than wins.
100%.
As an example.
You're terrible.
as an example, so one of my youngest name is not even similar to Siri. But if I holler at him at the house, Siri comes on. Like if I yell at him to go do something, Siri automatically comes on.
Right.
Almost every time.
That is so weird.
Isn't that
weird?
Because
their names are really not that.
They're not, but it does. And I mean, you can ask Banana, like it comes on more than 70% of the time.
That is so crazy.
And I'm like, what a beating.
Yeah.
I guess I probably should just turn it off at this point. But
okay. So we have a Google Home also that we literally never use. Do you use yours at home a lot?
The boys, they got me one for Christmas or my birthday a couple of years ago, and I don't. And I think it's just, I have so much technology on my phone.
Right.
That it's insane.
Right.
So no, I don't use it at really.
Neither do we.
Yeah.
I don't even know why we have it. It just sits on our counter doing nothing.
And when I was younger, I really did try to keep up with technology and had all the latest gadgets and stuff. But I mean, really, some of this stuff, you just have to be either the laziest person in the planet.
For sure.
Like if you're hollering out to Alexa to order your Domino's, like, and it knows what you want, like, and we order Domino's a lot. Like that's, I mean, this is who orders a lot. But like, it's just weird. Like, that's what I'm going to do. Like, hey, Alexa, order my pizza or whatever. Yeah. You know, like,
I find it really annoying that older people ask Siri to do everything for them.
Yes.
Like everything.
Also, just for the record, sorry for the older folk listeners, but I'm telling you right now, the older the generation, the worse they are with cell phone etiquette. They will answer a phone anywhere at any time and like just totally be inconvenient with the etiquette. That's just a side note. But okay, what about you? What do you got as a struggle with when it comes to technology?
Okay, so I feel like I've been really like kind of on Chase Bank's ass during this podcast, but
you have good reason.
I'm pissed off at them.
Yeah.
So on a very rare occasion, there was some money in my bank account, which
yeah, there actually was.
Yeah. Which this should have already had their like eyebrows raised. They should have been like, what's going on? Okay. What's happening here? So I will get a text message from them constantly about, did you buy this $4 drink at Starbucks? Like, yeah, you guys should know I'm here every single solitary day, but whatever. Did you spend $36 at Panera Bread? Like, okay, mind your business. But yes, I did. Okay, so here they are judging me all day long, every day for the purchases I make. Always assuming that I have fraud on my account.
Also, I just would like to point out, no problem spending $36 at Panera, but you want to spend $5 to put me in a in the smallest Uber possible to ride 45 minutes dressed up. Your priorities are so whack sometimes.
In your opinion, my priorities are whack. In my opinion, I want to spend $5 for your Uber so that I can spend $36 at Panera.
Fine.
Thank you. Anyway, so here's Chase Bank bothering me at all times of day about what I actually am spending. Yet not a word is said when some 50-year-old lady goes to three different Chase banks and makes three $2,500 deposits within an hour.
Withdrawals.
Yes. Oh, definitely not deposits. My bad. Withdrawals. She went to three different banks within an hour and withdrew over $7,000.
I just want to point out what a humble brag this is.
Okay. I also just so everyone knows, this was my husband's student loan money that had been disbursed. This was not like, oh, I casually have $7,000 in my account. This was Sally Mae being like, pay your school, bitch. Like, that's what that was about. That was not my money.
Okay.
So
that's even worse. It's like,
it's not even mine,
but you've got to pay it back.
But I still have to pay it. So now I have to go to Chase and be like, I'm sorry, what just happened here? And they're like, well, she had my purse had been stolen out of my car.
Yes.
3 months before all.
Yeah. This yeah. Long time for that.
And I had reported, obviously, all the cards stolen. She had used a stolen card as a second form of ID.
Yeah.
And it took them over a month to return the money.
Yeah, that is a beating. And this is where one of the problems comes, is that the technology can be too much.
Right.
You can set it up like where it notifies you every transaction. My mother has this. I couldn't take it. They send her an email every time she has a transaction.
Right.
Well, I actually don't. I turn mine off. And what I do is I go every morning and check my credit card and see, you know, like what's been charged or whatever. And if there's anything, you know, whatever.
Right.
Because if I didn't, the number of times it would ding because of the stupid Fortnite and crap that the kids buy, like it would just ding constantly.
It would just be out of control.
But I mean, it's just so at some point it becomes ineffective if you get so many notifications that like, because I think we are like bombarded with notifications.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Yes. Just
like everything, whether it's your email, your text messages, your credit card, your debit card, like all that stuff. Like you're just bombarded with.
And there's two types of people. There's regular people who cannot have notifications sitting on their phone. And then there's the serial killers who have 10,000 unread emails in their account.
Yeah, I have 14,514 unread emails in my account.
Just so everybody knows, I'm currently in a room by myself with this serial killer. My last known location is Sherman, Texas. This is Tara Melton.
Okay, but here's the thing. This is what I don't understand. So that's on my phone, but I have all these messages on my computer at work that I check.
Okay, like, so why you doesn't just it, want people who see your phone to be like, oh, he's so important.
No, but why doesn't it like show them as checked?
Mine does. So I don't know why yours doesn't. That's disgusting. Like, that makes me sick to my stomach. 14,000 emails or whatever.
If you saw, I mean, my whole thing is just littered with notifications.
Right now, because we've been recording, I'm going to pick up my phone. I have 26 text messages that I haven't checked because we're recording. And now I'm going to be anxious the rest of the pod.
Okay, y'all, if this is not a cry for attention, first the humble brag about all the money in her bank account. Now we've been recording for 25 minutes and she's got 26 text messages. This is such...
I mean, what? I'm so popular. No, I guarantee you, like, 24 of them are for my mom.
She senses.
Yeah. She's like, I know you're recording. You better not be saying anything embarrassing about anybody you've ever met in the history of life. Yeah. So anyway, that was a pretty big fail for me. That took months of recovering.
But here, along those same lines, another struggle is, why do I have to call the bank every time? See, I actually do not use debit cards. And for this reason, I just use my credit card and then I just pay it or whatever. Because, like,
oh, you just pay your bill in full every month, but I'm the one bragging over here. Like, okay.
But here's the thing. Why do I have to call the bank every time I need to make a major purchase? Like, they have all of this security stuff. And
you should just get Chase Bank because they
don't care.
They'll give your money to strangers. They don't care.
So the whole raising your limit thing, like, I just don't think it's realistic that, you know, like, because some banks, it's like $250 or $500 a day. I don't think that that's, like, realistic, especially during Christmas time. Like, or if you're on vacation, you got to call them and all the, it's a pain.
It is a headache. I'll give you that.
Okay, let me ask you this. What is the app that you use the most? What do you think, like, your number one app is?
Probably text messaging.
Okay, let me say this. Outside of text messaging, like, what do you think?
Well, I can actually look it up.
While you're doing that, my favorite app now is the Facebook videos, like the video section of Facebook app. Okay,
that's not its own app, but I mean.
Okay, so.
You mean the Facebook video tab?
Yes.
On the Facebook.
Yes, yes, that's my favorite one right now. Because
this is my favorite tab.
Okay. Well, the reason I love it is because, like, you know, I've said this before, I love the Howard Stern show and, you know, the Joe Rogan podcast, and there's several others that I really like.
Okay.
But sometimes I don't have time to listen to the whole thing, and so I just love the fact that they have clips that I can hit, like, or, you know, little clips of the Comedy Central roast or something like that. I just find them to be a nice little pick-me-up during the day.
Yeah, I can see that.
Also, the Amazon app is probably my worst. That's the app that hurts me the most.
Sure. Okay.
Because there is, and I've said this before with regular online shopping, but that app, I am able to buy stuff that I ordinarily would not buy, but because I can order it at 3 a.m.
Okay. I found it and I want to compare. I want to do both of ours. Let me see yours. What is your screen time?
5 hours, 13 minutes.
Okay. I'm not going to say mine.
What is yours? Oh my gosh. No, you have to say it. You have to say it.
10 hours, 52 minutes.
Okay. I completely agree with that assessment. Okay.
So now click on where it says, like, Matt's iPhone right there.
Yep.
Okay. My most used apps are messages.
Yep.
Safari.
How much time do you spend on messages?
2 hours, 43 minutes.
I bet all of ours are going to end up being double. Okay. Mine's half of that.
Okay. Next is Safari.
Very low for me. That's my fourth one.
Okay, Safari, and then followed by Facebook.
Yeah. How much time do you spend on Facebook?
1 hour, 6 minutes.
Ooh, I'm at 1 hour, 18 minutes. Because of my favorite tab.
Because all the kids are watching. And you know what's so weird is I actually don't post on Facebook like a ton on my personal page.
Right.
But I bet you it's so high from all
the stuff.
Oh,
yeah, all the stuff we do. Yeah.
Then I have Waze.
Because you're always driving.
I'm always driving. Right. I always need my GPS. Simplecast, so I can stalk our shows.
Yes.
Dashboard, Simplecast, Instagram, and then my phone.
Okay.
Okay, what do you got?
So mine is messages is number one. Facebook is number two. My mail is third. Because that's like a big thing. And then, like, a pretty big drop to Safari. But my phone is less than 5 minutes.
Mine's 25 minutes.
But we talk on the phone more than 25 minutes. Yeah. We literally talked more than 25 minutes today.
Well, daily average. But you know what? It might be low for us because I've been out of town this weekend.
We have. And I bet it is an average.
Yeah.
Because over the weekend, I generally am not on my phone. I actually don't talk to people on my phone very much.
Yeah. On, let's see.
So what time is your scroll down? What is your first pickup time? Scroll down to pickups.
5:59 a.m. What about you?
4:08. That's when I get up. I get up at 4.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm like grossed out by how much.
This is really crazy. If y'all have never done this, okay, go to screen time on your, okay, go to settings and then go to usage, click on your phone or whatever and scroll through there. This is like crazy interesting.
Yeah.
Because I would have.
Okay, go all the way to the bottom. Oh, how many notifications? You're going to have like about a million.
121.
Mine's 258, around 17 an hour.
Mine's around 6 per hour. Yeah.
Okay, I just don't what have are your top your? Ones that you get?
Messages, 97 messages.
Mine's messages, Instagram, appointments.
How many messages do you have?
172.
You're so popular.
I'm so popular. Again, brag montage.
Casey would be proud.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you.
Okay, what did I just say?
I said sorry. And so that's why I ended up. You need to turn off your Siri. You need to just turn her off.
She's not helping me. She's not making my life easier. She's adding stress to my life.
Anyway, that's a fail for sure.
Okay.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
What is some technology that you wish existed?
So I don't understand why it takes so long to get to the airport because I think
it's a beating.
It is such a beating. But I mean, most of the technology improvements have made things faster.
Sure.
Going to the airport is a terrible process.
The worst. And why do I still have to take off my shoes?
Right. Why? Yes. That whole process is a beating. Also, as you well know, renting a car is a beating.
OMG.
Even with all the technology we have, it's still a pain in the ass to try to rent a car.
Yes.
It's just a long process. And I used to work for a rental car company, but it's just like it. We don't have any way to really make it better or faster.
Mm-hmm. Anything involving a line. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Why has this not been improved?
See, I am so frustrated because on another note, there are stores now that don't take cash. Did you know this?
No.
But you don't actually use cash.
Yeah. What is cash?
Yes. Yeah. So either use like
Apple Pay, but right. Like the green one.
The green one, the actual.
Sometimes I see that in the wild.
Has presidents on it.
Yeah.
So like I either use my credit card or I use cash.
Okay.
Well, there are stores now that do not take cash. And actually, the Apple store was like the first one that didn't. And they have now since changed that.
Okay.
But also, just for anyone wanting to know, if they go to buy a Peloton, you cannot use cash at the Peloton store.
Matt learned that the hard way.
I learned that the hard way. You cannot use cash at the Peloton store. They look at you like you're crazy. But what other technology do you wish existed?
Okay. So there's a couple things I wish existed. One, I always say if I had a superpower, it would be to like pull things out of the computer that I want. Instead of having to wait for like shipping, why doesn't that exist?
Like a 3D printer?
Yes.
Like for everything?
I'm like, ooh, like I really want to order this. I mean, I still have to wait a day, even with Amazon. So I want to be able just to reach in the computer and pull it out.
But see, I thought being in the Metroplex, you could get it same day.
I mean, you can on some things, but not everything.
I saw at Fry's Electronics, if you order by 4 p.m. locally, they will deliver it that same day.
Well, I don't want it that same day. I want it immediately. I want to stick my hand in the computer and pull it out. And also, why is there
You want your computer to be a vending machine.
Yes, I want a vending machine computer.
Yeah.
And then also, when I was a kid growing up watching the Jetsons, it said in the future,
yes,
there was going to be a machine I could wake up, get inside of, and it did my hair and makeup, got me dressed, got me ready for the day. I'm sick of holding my own blow dryer. Why doesn't this machine exist?
But
yet?
Don't you think that actually that technology has regressed? Haven't you been to the beauty salon, like where the old ladies have the helmet thing that comes down? So you could do that and you wouldn't have to hold it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me look good.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for these two inventions. Put me in. What was that movie when I was a kid where the guy like freezes and then like comes back in the future? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Wasn't that like Matthew Fraser or somebody?
I have no idea. I honestly haven't thought about that movie since like I last watched it, but that's what I want. I want to be put in a freezer.
Cryogenically frozen, yes, or whatever.
Until those two things exist.
And then come back.
And then come back.
Here's another thing that I need, not so much for myself, but for the banana. I need us to make more progress with the self-driving cars. I'm going to need Elon Musk and the team to like
step it up a bit.
Stop hitting police cars on the self-driving mode. Like I need better technology.
We need to put a rush on this.
Yes, because the banana's the worst driver.
Okay, so I told her I would not tell this story, but I'm going to. How many months pregnant was I when we went to go look at wedding dresses? Like 1 million months pregnant.
Well, back up the day, B was born in June.
Yeah.
And it would have been like, so it'd have been like March April. Or April. Yeah. Something like that. So close.
So she's driving me to this bridal shop and she hits a curb so hard that B is born in the car and is so scared that she climbs back in. And I look over at her and I said, you're legitimately going to put me into labor.
Okay. Didn't you say she almost hit a pedestrian too? Like she was like in the middle of
there,
the.
So there was people like crossing the street, standing in the median. So she hits the median somehow with the side of her car and both tires. These people like jump out of the way running for their lives. There was many injuries that day.
Yeah. Public service announcement.
And then she's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, to who? Who are you apologizing to?
All the people you are endangering. Well, like, it's a big improvement because she does have the little side indicator, you know, things on her car that tell her, like, when someone's on each side. But, like, I keep telling, like, no, you, like, if that's blinking, no.
That means
no.
Don't go.
That's not, like, a blinker for you. That's a notification.
Yeah.
Do not.
Stop driving.
But she is like the worst driver. And it's so funny because I don't, you know this, but her dad taught
driver's ed.
And I think probably taught her and her sister how to drive. And so,
okay, so there's a large population of people in Paris,
who
Texas
probably do not,
who should not,
who
be,
should not be on the road. Yes.
Fair enough.
What else you got on the technology you wish existed?
Okay, so the final piece of technology that I wish existed is that I wish I could see how many of my haters listen to my podcast every week. So I could make sure to send them a handwritten card and be like, hey, guys. That's what I wish existed.
That's funny. That probably will. That probably will.
That's right. You know what I found out existed today?
What?
There's this app that tells you who unfollows you on social media.
Okay. Along those same lines, this is a pretty funny story about unfollowing. So the banana at the gym has an email list.
Right.
Okay. So she has this, you know, that she sends out emails to. And what a lot of people, you may not know, and so this also is a public service announcement. If you unsubscribe to, you know, Albertsons.com, yeah, somebody gets that. But if you unsubscribe to somebody's business that like is a small business, that goes directly to the owner. So
yeah.
So like your deal with right. knowing she knows who unsubscribes to her email list.
So don't be asking her for a favor.
If you've
ever.
Yeah. So it was so funny because she one day she called me and she was like, you know what really is offensive? And I was like, what? She's like, I just got an unsubscribe from my email list. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she said, yeah, it was my sister. So just know, like, because like, aren't there certain apps that like if you screenshot and send them, like, it right. notifies people? Like, so you have to, like, you need to really be careful on what you think you're getting away with.
Absolutely, you're not getting away with it.
Speaking of not getting away, y'all, go ahead, Terry. You go ahead.
The scariest thing about technology,
oh my gosh,
is that we are being watched at all times.
Yes. We've acknowledged that.
You're not getting away with anything.
Somebody is seeing every single thing you're doing on your any kind of device you have.
Absolutely. So in the spirit of that,
mm-hmm.
Matt Hanley, what is the thing that the government has seen you do that they have said the biggest WTF?
What is gosh.
For those of you who don't know, I'm pretty much just talking to you, Matt. WTF is slang for what the, you know.
I did not know what slang actually stood for until we started throwing the little quizzes out.
Yeah.
Ooh, gosh, Tara.
You know, you just don't want to say.
What?
Come on. I don't know. But I'm just saying, you know exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, I don't send nudes out or anything. Like, that's
thank God for that.
That's not.
I'm saying, okay, they have your laptop is open in your house.
Yes.
You're not doing anything like as far as sending stuff out. Just you have done something in your house that they have observed and been like, that's weird. What is it?
I have lots of weird habits. I'm kind of a neurotic person.
Well, don't share all of them because I want to keep our listeners. So just share one.
Probably the one of the weirdest things is I don't actually turn my TV off.
Like ever?
Ever. All the TVs stay on. I'll turn the Dish Network off, but then they still stay on.
That is weird. It's lame. I wanted something a lot juicier than that, but I mean,
okay, that's weird. Why don't you tell me yours, and then maybe I will have. I am not, just for the record, Tara is so fast on her feet. Like, she can, her recall is so much better than mine.
Because I do so much bizarre shit that it sticks in my head. Okay.
Come on.
This is embarrassing to admit, but I don't care. Sometimes
she's looking kind of in the other direction. Like,
I don't want to make eye contact.
We're always facing. She's looking the other way.
But sometimes I will be like home alone and I'll remember an argument I got in like 12 years ago and I'll like act it back out in my head, but I'll speak out loud the responses that I wish I would have said. So I'll be like in the kitchen, like eating a bowl of pasta, like fighting with nobody.
With yourself or with this person who's not actually
like,
there.
And then when I feel like I got like, you know, the upper hand in this imaginary argument, I'll be like, oh, like, and I'll get super jacked up.
So are these just like random people that you had beef with?
Yeah, just people that pissed me off over the years. Like, yeah. And then I'll be like, oh, you know what? Like, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll put like both my middle fingers up. Like, I'll get into this pretend argument with someone.
One of the other things that is weird that I think that people would find weird is I will watch TV. If it is a movie that I enjoy, mm-hmm. I will start watching it at any point it's on.
Okay.
So like, even if it's a movie that's like got 10 minutes left and it's one of my favorite movies, I'll still watch that 10 minutes. Is that weird?
It's kind of weird. It's funny that you say something about TV though, because that was my second one was about TV. And I was like, oh my God, did we both do this? But no, I should have known. I was alone in this. But like, if I'm watching a show and it gets like really intense or like crazy or something, I'll like get super tense in my bed and be like, and like kind of start this weird giggle thing. I can't reenact it because it's just like primal, but I'll be like, like real high pitch. And then I'll like cover myself with the blanket and just like kick my feet. Like, I'll just
you are such a small child. Like, this is your way of, oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
But it's only when I'm like by myself. If Hubba is there, I'll like try to play it cool. But
do you know? Okay, here's another thing that's weird about the banana. I'll throw her out.
Yes.
Okay. So when she responds to text messages, she mouths the words that she's texting.
Okay, that is so weird. So like, I think we like.
She will mouth the words like, you know, like if she's responding back like, right. Okay, got it. Like she's mouthing the whole thing out.
That's
like,
so weird. That's so strange.
Have you never seen her do that? Like, no. When she's sitting at like, if you're kind of like what you're talking about, she's having the conversation like and then texting it into the, you know.
Yeah. So the government probably has a file on me that says like 50% boring, 50% super weird.
Super weird. But that's not actually, I think that is the least of our concerns.
Yeah.
When it comes to the government spying.
Right.
Tara uses the word murder. In like, could I say 50% of the text messages?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
She used the word murder. If they're cataloging,
that is so true.
If they're cataloging like incriminating comments that could be made, Tara has threatened more people and more times.
If anything ever happens to Hubba, I am so screwed.
Yeah.
I better have an airtight alibi because I will text him, I'm going to murder you like 3 times a day.
That's the only thing you have going for you is that like you complete insanity because they're like, why would someone text they're going to murder you so many times? But then also they might say, Hubba, maybe you had it coming. Like,
yeah, how many warnings did you need? Like, I remember one time I text Banana and I said, are you the kind of friend who would help me like bury the body? And she said, I'm uncomfortable answering this over text. And I was like, oh no, you're not a real friend. Then I text Matt Hanley, are you the kind of friend who's comfortable helping me bury a body? He's like, well, can I just hire someone? Because like my shoulders get kind of uncomfortable like when I've been like digging for too long.
It does. I have a bad back.
Yeah. He's like, but yeah, I know you're right about the murder thing.
That probably is one of my worst fears is that if ever. So you know how like stuff gets published like without consent? Yeah. Like remember like several years ago when that site that was like the cheat, the...
Ashley Madison,
when they linked or when they leaked all of those the like, names, email, yeah. And you could just like type in everybody's email. There.
God knows I typed in every male's name, like everybody.
So it was so like that kind of thing. The thing that would scare me the most is if our text messages were ever published, like especially out of context. Because there's some weird stuff that gets said.
It's all murder.
Especially like now that we've started this podcast, because we actually have like we're always kind of bouncing ideas. So there's like the most random comments. And it's like now we don't even question. We're like, OK, we'll just bring it up later. But
exactly. Yeah. So good stuff. All right. All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up for technology.
So what is your takeaway today for the listeners, Tara, about technology?
I think that my takeaway is that the listeners got more of an insight of how weird we are.
Yes. But also I hope that the listeners can go, okay. And I will. And you know, I go back to our age gap a lot, but I think that the older you get, the more you do lose a grip on technology.
Sure.
And so like, if you're on the team Matt side of age and you're slipping,
the 25 year side.
If you're slipping on the technology, you're having to ask your kids more about for help and all that stuff. Like, don't feel bad. Like, it's just the way it is.
Sure.
But technology can help you in a lot of ways. So like you're still hanging on as long as you can, you know, kind of get that insight from the younger generation. Like
that's right. That's right.
Speaking of younger listeners.
Yes. We want to give a shout out to our girl, Lauren. I like to call her Lala. She is near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
And she is one of our loyal listeners, a big supporter of the show.
Huge supporter of the show.
Yes. So we see you, girl. We appreciate you. We got a shirt coming your way. Thank you for all the love and support.
Absolutely.
And keep showing all the younger generation that we have not yet figured out how to reach via technology.
That we're
the
here.
Pod. That we're yes. Here. Yes. Thanks for spreading the word. We love you.
Okay, Tara, now it's time for your favorite part of the show.
I hate that.
What are you hating this week?
Okay, so I have two that I'm debating between. One is deep and one is shallow. What do you think? What direction do you think we should go?
Why can't we have both of them?
Well, because, I mean, I don't know. Do you want both?
Give us the shallow one.
So my shallow one, the thing I hate right now, is that I hate when I'm like jamming in my car to like a really good song. It's like getting me in the mood, yeah. Getting me pumped up. I'm loving it. And then right after, one of B's songs comes on.
Oh, because you've got it mixed in with your music. Exactly. You don't, this is not on the radio. This is on
this is on my phone. Yeah. And so it's mixing.
That is a kill.
So like first you got Lizzo. It's like, you could have had a bad bitch, noncommittal. And it's like, I love you.
I knew you were going to go there.
And it's like, oh, like it brings my vibe down so bad.
Okay, well, wait a minute. So, like, again, I'm not the most technologically advanced person, but can't you create playlists?
Yes, you can create playlists. That's neither here nor there. And I don't know how.
You're too busy clearing your notifications to learn how.
My notifications to figure that out, okay? You would think I'm like 10 hours a day on my phone. But it kills the vibe so fast.
Yes.
And you're just like, ugh. And she's not even in the car.
I agree. That's a joy kill.
All right. So that's it. I hate that. What about you?
Okay. So I'm actually doing this at the encouragement of a listener that sent this to me. So why is it that sometimes when you go to certain places that are like a retail establishment, for example,
okay,
and you do use your credit card or debit card and the receipt that prints out has a tip line on it, but it's not like you had someone serve you.
Got it. Yeah.
That makes me so anxious because that means like, that like,
what am I supposed to do here?
That means they're expecting a tip.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another point.
Okay.
Do you tip at Sonic?
If I have an occasional dollar, I'm just being honest, I will, but I don't not go if I don't have like,
I'm changed to tip. I think that the tipping etiquette thing is really driving me crazy right now because we do a lot of to-go orders.
Right.
So like, do I tip on the to-go order even though like someone's not actually serving me. Like, I don't know.
So this, you just go creating... with 50% just to cover your ass.
Well, I mean, a lot of times I do because, but I don't do it because I'm not joyfully doing it. I'm like doing it out of like, well, I don't want to, there's this line here and I don't want
to
put,
I have to wait a couple minutes for my food. So
I'm kind of hating this, but especially like I said, with the retail sector, if you have like a tip line on your thing, but like,
that's if you just, go to like to the popcorn store to buy some popcorn, like you're handing me a bag of popcorn.
Right.
Am I supposed, like I'm supposed to tip for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can, that's annoying.
Like if you went to Victoria's Secret and you.
Of us all of a sudden listening up. He's over there trying to figure out how to make that technology work where I can just reach through and grab it. That, don't worry, you guys. That problem will be solved in about 32 minutes. Hubba's on the case.
But like you buy something somewhere that's a retail and then like if it printed out, I just think that is so weird.
Yeah. I feel like it needs to be at a restaurant.
Yeah.
But I'm sure somebody will let us know.
I'm sure they probably will. Like, this is why.
Yeah.
But.
So you hate that, huh?
Yes, I am hating that.
All right. Love it. All right. Well, that is going to wrap up another successful show, in my opinion.
Yes.
We managed to get these microphones plugged into this computer. So I think our technology game is on the up and up.
It is on the up and up. Just remember, we may sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast.
And like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience, but I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, podigy.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.